Yeah, KE4CYC. Yeah, I hear you. Well, you got to admit, too, I think, or you might. That's a figure of speech, you got to admit. But you got to recognize, too, I think the interesting thing about ham radio, there's different categories of people on ham radio that are contesters that just want a connection or a contact and write it down, log. And they may not just do that, but that's mainly what they do a lot of times for the majority of their transmissions or connections. And there's the ones that are the rag chews, or you and I are like talking right now about things unrelated to ham radio sometimes even. I think the rag chews or the individual talking and group rag chews are interesting because you can give ideas to other people or insight to something, share some knowledge, share some insight. You know, I could not be a ham radio operator, just check into a net and just have a log of how many people I contacted, and that's it. I think some people, they get into that rut, and then you hear the same topics about, oh, I got this radio, oh, I got the 99700 Ultra VAC, you know, system, and I'm not a radio head, so talking about all the different models and that, and I could talk about certain things, but all the different models and the new ones coming out, and that, I don't know, I wouldn't consider myself a ham radio head, just a user. And check into nets to keep the allocations and the band openings and the privileges. Obviously, check into nets, not because they're trying to compete with anybody, but the only way to keep them is to make sure they're in use, like you said. Back to you.